thanks to Katie, Bill and Mike, the brainy panel who are tackling your burning neuroscience questions. We'll return to them in a bit, but first, here's your quickfire science tour around your brain with naked scientist Simon Bishop and myself.
Your brain weighs about 1.5 kilograms.
That's about the same as a bag of sugar or your typical cauliflower. It looks a little bit like a cauliflower too.
Your brain makes up about 2% of your total body mass.
Even though it's not that heavy, it's a greedy, hungry beast, your brain, consuming about 20% of your daily energy quota.
But what's using all this energy? Well, there's almost 100 billion nerve cells up there.
That's nearly 12 times the world population in terms of nerve cells in your head.
These cells use electricity to send signals by pumping charged ions in and out of the cell. They then communicate with other cells by releasing neurotransmitter chemicals like dopamine and serotonin.
Each nerve cell is connected to between 1,000 to 10,000 other nerve cells, and it's these connections that make up your brain network.
So in total, that's almost 1 times 10 to the power of 14 connections in your brain, or about 100 trillion.
The human brain is the fattest organ in the body. Over 60% of it is fat.
This fat wraps itself around the nerve cells and helps to insulate the electrical signal. This makes communication along the nerve cells faster and stronger.
Nerve signals can reach up to 120 meters per second, or about 300 miles per hour.
Contrary to popular belief, we don't use only 10% of our brains.
It is true that we only use a few specialised brain circuits at any time, but the rest of the brain is constantly ticking over in a low gear, ready to be put to work.
You can find out more about how nerves work in our latest science scrapbook at thenakedscientist.com.
Thanks to Simon Bishop for joining me for a quickfire science tour around your brain. You're listening to the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association.